Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking today about the Shemitah year. You know, just recently, we've been talking some about it, but you think about it. Jonathan Cahn's had a book out. His book is, he talks about the harbingers and different things that are taking place, but he has this book out recently talking about the Shemitah, and it's a cycles of how God works in specific time frames, and one is seven-year cycle. When you think about the tribulation, he talks about it'll be 7 years, but it'll be cut short, and the 70 weeks of Daniel and all the sevens. He created the earth and the world, world in, 7 days? And anyway, so we're right now in the middle of, according to Jonathan Cahn, a Shemitah year, and we're coming towards the end of it. And the cycles that take place in these things are amazing. They say when you can go back and look at how every 7 years things take place, it's amazing how you can see. It's like, my goodness, why didn't we see that coming? And so here we are at a point of crisis in time where we've been talking prophetically about prophetic warnings are happening. You know, ISIS is in America. ISIS camps from the other side of the border. We just talked about in our last program. Rick Joyner's getting dreams and visions about this, this almost like a hive or just a wave of evil coming across America. Others getting prophetic warnings. And what happens is,
you know, can we believe that, John, that there is a, according to Judicial Watch, there is an ISIS camp, the radical jihadist,
next door.
Yeah, this thing's stuck,
next
whatever.
Next door.
This thing is shut.
Lou.
right across our borders. And think about all the issues, we've been having, John, with, will you secure our borders? We're trying to secure our borders. We're working on trying to secure our borders. And, when you think about it, imagine if you're on a ship. You're on this big, huge ship. It's not a boat. They tell you it's not a boat when you're in the Navy. You call it a boat. It's like, it's not a boat. A boat is a small thing. And you're on the ship, and the exterior of the ship is the borders that keep you from drowning. You know what I'm saying? It's the outside of your boat. And so it's important for the captain of the boat to maintain the integrity of the borders of the ship. If not, you become, instead of a ship, you become a submarine. And all of a sudden, then it goes down, underwater.
Right.
And it's just a simple principle. For some reason, it's like today, it's like, it's very, very, very important for the captain to maintain the shell of the ship so it can float. And our leaders, you think about our leaders today, when you read the Constitution and what the Constitution says, one of the constitutional responsibilities of our leaders are to maintain, the integrity of our borders. And right across our borders, right across from...
just a few miles from El Paso.
Yeah, there's two, actually. One from close to El Paso, but there's another one that's right across New Mexico, too, the Mexican border. And... they're actually funneling people in. The reports are in this article, from Judicial Watch, that they are trafficking in people and getting them over the borders. Right. And you think, well, maybe that's how, according to Kamal Selina, 450,000 came in. And it's just not good. And you think about some of the words that was given by, Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. All this is available to you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. And there's a whole section under prophecies specifically for America. And one is about a warning that ISIS is in America. That was the warning. Well, Judicial Watch is saying right over the border, there's two camps. And according to the article, from what I'm reading, is they're using these camps to funnel more people in that probably agree with their concepts into America. And this is not good. I mean, if you see a whole swarm of bees flying somewhere, you normally go somewhere. You see a swarm of jellyfish. If you're swimming or diving, you kind of avoid it. For some reason, when we're hearing about a swarm of people who are radically against God and radically against the Constitution, against America, where nobody's being concerned about it. And it's like a swarming. And when that prophetic word, remember, that Rick Joyner gave, the dream, the vision the Lord had given him, was it was like a swarm of violence, just swarming like a whole bunch of bees with swarming.
Great evil, yeah.
Yeah, just swarming over the southwestern United States, Texas. And, you know, Texas was the first. You have to understand how I feel about Texas. Texas is like the strong man.
Yeah.
And they're the first state to have Sharia courts. I mean, not even Dearborn, Michigan had a Sharia court. But and then it makes me think about they just had a conference in Garland, Texas in January, and it was called, Supporting the Prophet. It was an Islamic conference. And
in Garland, Texas.
In Garland, Texas, which is right by Dallas, Dallas, Texas. Texas, you're just really amazing.
What's going on?
You know, so they're having a conference, and they want to, according to some of the article written on the conference was, you know, they're wanting to, all the negative things that are taking place. They had it right after the French
attack on Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah, exactly. And they wanted to be able to counteract that and to say, you know, that's not who we are. Mm-hmm. And they said that, you know, we need to have our own talking points, and they want to raise funds to be able to have a communication center in America to be able to – this is in Texas, to communicate their point. And so this one particular journalist that was there filed for credentials, and that's what he said, filed for credentials and also bought a ticket to go. And they wouldn't let him in as a press guy. And they wouldn't let him in. He's like, I got a ticket. And they wouldn't let him in. But he did get a chance to interview this young man, real nice man, and that was part of the conference. And he was so honest. It was so healthy, his conversation was, his viewpoint. And he was so honest. As a matter of fact, take a look at this now from Fox News.
Back in the book segment tonight, Waters World, the Muslim Conference Edition. Over the weekend in Garland, Texas, outside of Dallas, hundreds of folks attended an event called Stand with the Prophet, a conference and fundraiser. One of those people was Jesse Waters, kind of.
Seems to be a lot of turmoil in that part of the world.
Exactly.
A lot of beheadings,
right.
Stonings of women. Why is that tolerated in the Muslim world?
Because that's what we believe. It says in the Quran that women shouldn't be able to, you know, go out in public just, wearing regular clothes.
When women aren't allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia, do you think that's right?
I just believe what the Quran says because I'm a Muslim.
So you believe in subjugating women?
I don't believe.
Because that's what the Quran says?
No.
Would you like Sharia law in America?
Yes, that'd be nice.
Am I going to hell? Because I'm not Muslim.
Yes, you are going to hell, sir.
Oh, man!
You should come to the mosque.
Well, they won't even let me in the convention. I don't think I'm getting it.
To me, that is so refreshing to hear this young Muslim man just authentically say, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I believe.
Right.
And you can read what I believe. It's written in the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And we have on VFN TV.com, the VFN Torch, Islam 101, to be able to understand what does the Quran say. And we even compare it, the Bible to the Quran. Do they say the same thing? And he's just a kind young man. It's just that's what he believes. And but you heard the just openly acceptance of the oppression of women.
Yes.
You know, just what it's what this says, you know, that you shouldn't come out of the house, right?
Don't drive.
And I did happen to see, you know, if it is accurate, if the video is accurate, because somebody was able to take some video from inside. They compared marriages from Christians, Mormons, Catholics, and Islam. And they said that they have the greater success rate in the marriage.
Really?
Yeah. At least the key is not come out the house.
Yeah, I guess. or out the room.
Out the room. But it was so refreshing to hear, though, is it not, this young man? And then
honestly,
he even reached out because he feels like in his heart that this reporter is going to go to hell. And so he even put an effort out to say, listen, come by where we meet at the mosque, and we'll talk to you about it. You know, how about Christians? If we start saying, you know what, the reality is if you don't make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, we should be just kind as nice. And say, this is not what we want for you. But if you don't, you're going to, if they ask the question, am I going to go to hell? You say, yes, but you don't, that's not God's goal for you.
Absolutely.
You know, come by where we gather. Right. Let's go have a cup of coffee. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. Listen, ISIS camps over the border. Think about this. 450-plus potential radical jihadists in America. Prophecies coming in by the droves. I mean, you heard the one just came this week, and there's even more that came in. God is shouting. People are going, yes, Sharia laws. That's you know, we have some Sharia law. Sharia law is the antithesis of the Constitution. You cannot have full Sharia law and the Constitution. It does away with Sharia law is this. The Quran is the law. Well, think about that. And he says, yes, that would be great to have.
Cut hand. We had him on the program. Right. You know? He was okay. He was okay with cutting of the hand.
We had some great segments. To me, it's just to be honest, you know, and talk about it, because then you can talk about it. I really appreciate this young man taking the time to do that interview. And we as Christians need to stand up and say the same thing in regards to, you know what? This is what I believe. I believe the word of God. I live by the word of God. I believe it's the inspired in its original form without error. I believe that Jesus Christ is the word of God, born of a virgin birth, lived a sinless life, died a death on the cross for all mankind, including Muslims, that if, in fact, we accept Jesus Christ as the only way, as a sacrifice to God, then in making the Lord of our life, guess what? We enter into the kingdom of God. Hell's not for us. Heaven is for those who believe. Thinking about this prophetic warning dream that just came, you know, on this Sunday, and as Amber was sharing it, you heard at the beginning of our program, there's so many things to it. You know, if God's gifted you with the interpretation of dreams, you know, you can feel free to contact us. But when you think about this, that, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, and what was going on? I mean, it was a flood everywhere. And not only that, it was difficult. And you shouldn't walk out in the flood. You shouldn't walk out in the storm. You know, she was going, how stupid is this to have been walking out in the storm? And then she had to contend with potentially falling into a ditch. And, you know, to be honest with you, there's many people who profess a faith in Jesus Christ, but they live their life in the ditch.
Yeah.
You know, and when people reach out a hand to help that person come out of the ditch, they don't want help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be real difficult if, say, you know, I know I'm in a ditch, I'm in this wrong stuff, but as soon as things get real bad, I'm going to jump out of the ditch.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going to go take cover. And the thing is, just it's going to be difficult just to even stay away from the ditch. How in the world are you going to come out of the ditch?
Like quicksand, right?
Yeah. So, yes, it'd be like quicksand. And so when you're hearing this, I mean, who would have ever thought that we would be having, and some of their goals for this particular conference they were talking about, you know, is to have to raise money for a communication center to be able to, you know, have talking points when things happen. And it's amazing how, you know, religion is all about, you know, I got to say the right words. If I, you know, we got to, you know, those words are wrong. And that's the wrong narrative. And versus, like, you know, but with Jesus Christ, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ comes with power. It doesn't come with enticing words. You know, Paul talks about he renounced all enticing words and any shameful ways. And we shouldn't be okay. It's not about trickery, you know, or concept. People can't talk you into the kingdom of God. You have to decide. God loves you so much that he's going to let the decision be yours. I mean, he is not going to force you to make a decision for him, but he is going to woo you, call you, draw you, warn you, send his love, correct you, anything he can do to, before you're the final day that you have for that to take place, you know? And so, but when you have all this other kind of religion and things, I mean, they're worried about, you know, the political sphere, what it looks like in the public eye, you know, how is that going to go over with this and go over that? But Jesus wasn't concerned about political correctness. I mean, think about this. Man, we've got to get back in the Word of God, because, you know, God's, when you look how Jesus talked about, you know, how the kingdom of heaven is like, and we're supposed to pray that the kingdom of God would be here on earth, right?
Right.
And that the kingdom of God's within us. But, you know, that God's not so concerned about things that we're concerned about. I mean, he's real. I mean, think about it. You think about how, you know, this big thing about pay. Money is about the love of money is the root to, I think, every form of evil. You can track every single thing back to somebody's going to get paid here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to get more. Somebody's going to be able, you know, it's the reason why Achan has God's honor buried in his tent, the wedge and the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's some sort of payday in there, whether it's power, whether it's money, whether it's something you gain that your flesh wants. But Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like this. He says, you know, he asked some workers to come out and, you know, work in his field. And some said yes. And some said no. And the ones that said yes, you know, didn't come. And some that said yes did come, start working. And so they started working all day long. And he says, I'll pay you one denara, you know, a certain amount of money for you to work in my garden. And so they're working. And also these guys that, they went around, obviously, they were probably at Starbucks or something. No. Anyway, so, joking. But then they came back after some of the day has gone along, and they said, we'll work for you. And so they started working for him. Mm-hmm. And then some more came, it was almost five knockoff time at 5 o'clock, right? I'm just kind of giving you a picture of what it was.
Is that what knockoff time is?
Yeah, in the kingdom of heaven. No, and so, and all of a sudden these guys buzz in like at 4:45. And right. They pull one bean, you know what I'm saying? Like one bean, right? And all of a sudden, payday comes. And, you know, those are the first guys in the line, right? That's our test, right? And so he starts paying everybody the same wage. Think about this, the same wage. Now, some worked, we'll just use an eight-hour day, for example. Some worked 8 hours, and they were like me. As soon as the boss spoke, they did Ephesians 6. They jumped, and they worked under the Lord. Some people just said, who does he think he is? Mm. Some people flattered him and left, but they all eventually came. They came throughout the day. And then finally, from 8 to 5 workday, some showed up right before 5 o'clock, that kind of concept thinking. And so most of us would think, well, I'm going to get paid 8 hours. He's going to get paid 4 hours.
Right.
And this guy's going to get a quarter because he's over the last moment, right? And then all of a sudden, he started paying everybody, and he paid everybody for a full day.
Mm.
He paid everybody the same amount. I mean, how many people today are so upset in the office who call themselves a follower of Christ, and you can't get over the fact that you get a nickel less than somebody in the office? God is not concerned about that. He wants to bless you, but we're more concerned about that than ISIS coming over our border.
Mm.
We're more concerned about that than the fact that, you know, God gives us the leadership we deserve. When he wants to discipline a nation, he turns that nation's leadership against Israel. And look what's happening. They're turning against Israel. What's the ramifications? That cursed is those who curse Israel, and blessed are those who bless Israel. We have some difficult things that are coming our way because of this, but yet we're like this, not understanding the kingdom of heaven, how it operates. God does what he does, how he wants to do it. And this is when the guy started complaining that was started early in the morning, basically. And this is Jesus talking. He said, isn't it my money? Isn't it mine? Can't I do with it what I want to do? I mean, isn't that day gone for American business person? You know, they're like, you will buy healthcare. You will pay me this an hour.
Wow.
You will. And they protest back and forth, you know, with a little fish on their sign. And you know, down with the boss, down with the boss. It's like the world could do that. But as Christians, we're supposed to say, if that's what he or she wants to pay me, then that's what I can. And right now, presently, you can switch jobs. I mean, Joseph couldn't switch jobs when he actually had his first job in Egypt. Remember?
That's right.
He was stuck until
slave.
And so when you think about this. When you look at something like that, because where your heart, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also, we can realize we got to get our head out of the way that the world thinks and the kingdoms of this world thinks and start thinking how God thinks. And this is how God is communicating that we're hearing, and we're seeing many other people hear the same thing, is that we're in trouble because our Father is upset with us, those that call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, and that if we respond to him, if we respond to who's outside our borders and who's coming in, who has intentions to harm us, who's, you know, agreeing with nations who are sending missiles now into Iran from Russia, and we're not blinking or winking an eye, I'm like, you know, if we respond to him, he will stop this thing.
Well, the Bible's clear, right? Yeah. Put first the kingdom of heaven, and then all
and
these other things, right, will be added to us as well.
That's
the
right.
Problem is that we're going for these other things first and kind of tucking in the kingdom of heaven. But if we take care of what God tells us to take care of, everything's going to work out.
I mean, the whole thing is that just to understand that parallel narrative to ISIS is on the other side of your border is like, we got to get our head out of this, out of where we're like, what are we thinking? It's not about some office politics. It's not about politics. It's not about, you know, it's not about all these different things people are. It's everything but what people are talking about. It's us needing to respond to God. And he loves us enough. He loves you enough that if we respond, then he stops. He is totally 100% in control. John, he can stop this thing.
Yeah.
He can stop it. And or he can lessen it. And you got to catch our next program because we're going to be talking about, this is a Shemitah year. It's very relevant. And Jonathan Kahn, you're going to be hearing him on our next program. It's going to just shock you where we are. That kind of gives you the inside of going, it's not going to be good. And that maybe God will lessen it. Mm. But it looks like this thing is crescendoing. But after this, there'll be a blessing. But the thing about this, you have to survive this. Those are the Lord's. You know, he looks over those that are his. And in our second program, we're going to talk more about that. But understand that, you know, if you haven't made a decision for Jesus Christ, today's the day to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, listen, you could be so religious. I'm telling you. You could actually have gone to church your whole life, you know, go to church your whole life and not know Jesus. It's possible. Or you could have never darkened the doors of a church before or even known about this Jesus that I'm talking about. But now can be your time that you say, you know what? I may have been religious. I may have never even been religious at all, but I have not yet said, Jesus, you're the Son of God. I want to make you the Lord of my life. I want you in my life. Mm. And I trust you. I'm not going to try to figure everything out. I'm not going to walk back and forth and complain about how you're managing your kingdom. I'm just going to submit to you and follow you and just seek your mercy, your grace, your love, and your forgiveness. And allow you to lead me. That's it. That's how simple it is. You know, we actually made that choice ourselves. And it's not about how good anybody is. I mean, you can tell by just, you know, Pat's testimony. It's not, or my testimony. It's just, and we wrote it out so we could just show you how bad we are outside of God. Mm-hmm. And it was God reaching down and touching us. So we did that at meetmyfather.org. You know, you got to meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. We have the entire 30-minute warning available for you on the VFNTV.com at the Torch. But I want you to hear just a piece of, and watch, a piece of Rick Joyner talking about this prophetic warning that was given. Now, this was given September the 19th, and it's like, we are on that moment, this point. Think about this. Watch.
They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. Now, I saw one of their attacks in great detail against a Texas ranch. It was a ranch I knew to be in Texas. Some things in dreams you just know. I knew the house, the family. This gang had herded up everybody there that was in the dozens of people, whether they were workers, family members, everybody. And I am not going to share the details of the dream after that. I hope to never share them. I don't want to share them with anyone. I don't want to remember them. They were so horrific. Cruelty on this level, you know, I mean, I have done in-depth studies of the cruelty in the Middle Ages and things like that, but this was a whole new level of demonic cruelty. It wasn't just about killing people. It was about bringing as much absolute pain, terror, everything else you can before death. And everybody in the most cruel way was killed. And, you know, I just don't want to go into the details here. Those are not necessary. But I think it is necessary to understand we're dealing with something, there's no mercy. That is absolutely not an option with these people.
You think about that.
Matter of fact.
You think about this, that there's, the whole thing's available to you on VFNTV.com. But we've been warning. We've been talking about this. But now these ISIS camps are right outside of our borders. Mm-hmm. Our president and our legislator, they're just stuck in regards to they can't figure out how to solve the borders. It's being spoken about like it's a minor thing, And I believe that men can't stop what God is putting together until what will stop it is when our hearts stop and say, in regards to darkness, and we say, God, I want light. I want what you want. Mm-hmm. God, help me. I want. And it's not about becoming perfect or anything like that, because, you know, Romans 7 talks about, you know, the battle between law and morality. I mean, Paul's battling back and forth going, you know, I want to do good, but I can't do good. And he's talking about that. So God saves us from that in that battle. Is the very fact that we want to actually have that contention in our life, and we're not upset about that. But it's, we've got to make a decision to say, you know what? You know, God, this thing is evil.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is, and think about this. Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to know that this has happened? The things that the Lord has shown me, that he's shown Rick, he's shown, you just heard Amber, you know, she was talking just this Sunday, and it's just come, we had others to be, we could have been able to play for you, and you could have seen. And it's like contractions for a birth that, you know, the closer it gets, the closer the contractions get. And I've never seen so many confirmations about what's to happen. You think, well, why would God tell us? One is to prepare. If you're a believer, I mean, he's telling you to prepare. Don't think, you know, well, God's going to take care of me. Well, he is with wisdom. He's going to say, this is what you need to do. And if in fact it's shifted, it's amazing how the things come to the Lord. People go, you know, well, you know, God's going to take care of me. Well, if that's true, why do you go to work?
Right.
You know, why do you cook over the stove? You know, why do you live under shelter somewhere?
Yeah. He didn't deliver the food with the bird.
No. I mean, that happened. I mean, that, you know, this is basically what Rick Joyner said. He said that did happen. You know, maybe, you know, 0.1% in scriptures, but the other 99.9%. He said, until I hear an audible voice from the Lord about saying a raven is going to come and feed you. And God can do that, and he can multiply things. But if we just sit back and do nothing, then we didn't heed to the warning. I mean, why would he be warning us?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he be telling us? So the first thing is, this is what Proverbs says, you know, when a prudent man sees danger, he prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. So God's saying, you know, prepare. And one way to prepare, we have prudent preparation available for you right now. If you sign up for our Torch newsletter, I think you get it. Just go to vfntv.com, upper right-hand corner. We got a free newsletter that comes to you, keeps you updated, and you will actually be sent that or access to that. It's called Prudent Preparation, Be Prepared. The other is physically prepared. The other is and emotionally prepared. But the other way to prepare is to be spiritually prepared.
Yeah.
You know, don't get caught up in trying to save America while your own soul is lost. Mm. Don't be caught up in some political party while the fact you don't even know who Jesus is. You mean people told you who he is, but you don't know who he is. And this whole thing is about him allowing events to happen in such a way to get your attention to say, I am real. I exist. Mm. I created everything. I am God of the universe, and I am not far from you. I'm waiting for you, as he says in Acts chapter 17, to reach out to me. That's what he's wanting you to do. So it's not a negative thing. Even in our sin and our muck and our mire and our not even, you know, just, you know, coming into the last hour, you know, we can reach out to him and just say, you know what, God, I need you, Jesus. I accept you, Jesus. You're the only way, Jesus. Lord, forgive me. I want you to be the Lord of my life. And this is so important because when we do this, I mean, God just works miracles. I mean, just this week, I mean, I can't even tell you the miracles that happened, and miracles in regards to jobs and transportation, and miracles in regards to healings, miraculous healings that people had diagnosis that was, you know, a fatal diagnosis that God in 48 hours totally healed this person. Houses that were meant to go that God provided and gave favor and just did things. I mean, it's amazing what the Lord's doing. He cares about everything you care about. He's involved. He wants to be involved in your life, but you have to involve him in your life. He's saying this. I believe it's in Isaiah. God shakes the whole world to teach it righteousness. And when things are being shaken, they're being shaken to the core right now. And it's going to intensify as you find on our next program. You got to catch our next program. You know, we're talking about the Smita year. This is that year. You're in it right this moment. Mm. And it's crescendoing right now. And you got to catch your balance now because it's going to be tough if you try to catch your balance once it starts rocking.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you just got to hold on. But you can if you hold on to Jesus. If you hold on to Jesus. It makes me think about this. It makes me think about this movie, Believe. You got to see this. Watch this. This is powerful. Watch this.
Do you believe in the cross of Christ? I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? Think about it. We have so many people saying they're Christians in America. So many people, that even people that understand who aren't Christian, understand if Christians wake up, then America will be saved.
Yeah, big difference between a fan and a player.
Huh. Yes, and so you think about this. Is this man is walking up to this pastor in this car, and he's saying, do you believe in the cross of Christ, the power of what God did on the cross? And the question is, if you do believe, what are you doing about it? And right now, there's very little being done. But just this moment in time, you can be the one that says, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to stand up for God. I'm going to do what's right. If it costs me my everything, I want it all to be for God. You know, who is going to lead in this generation? Who is going to stand up? Who are you waiting for? I'll tell you who God's waiting for. He's waiting for you. Do you believe in the cross of Christ? What are you going to do about it? John, can you lead us in prayer there?
We want to pray for you. Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you that we can come before you, Lord, and we just cry out for mercy. Lord, just like Amber saw in her dream, we cry out for mercy for America, mercy on our nation, God. Yes. Lord, we know, God, that all mercy. We need to do is repent and turn back to you, Lord, that we would just get the sin out of our lives, Lord, and that we would make you Lord of all. Father, we pray that you'd bring safety to America, Lord, that you would give us leaders to be watchmen on the walls, Lord, that would warn us and prepare us as they're doing now. But most of all, God, help us to take heed of the warning. Yes. And we thank you in advance, God, and we thank you for a great move of God, a third great awakening, Lord, to touch this nation, God, from coast to coast, touch every generation, every culture, for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.